bit of boteach. Trying to understand if you learn shat in the tochen, certainly like the Rashi, that betochen means that whatever happens is good for you, therefore makabalat ba'ava, what am I davening for? We saw there were two different types of tefillah, what we determined we call tefillah Reya, tefillah Rochel. The one you see getting answered, the one not getting answered. We said also that there's an Indian from Rav Chaim ben Dosa that very often a person gets told what to daven for by his own lacks, but not necessarily that he will have those lacks fulfilled. Other people are having those lacks fulfilled. A couple, God forbid, don't have children. They daven and daven and daven for children. They don't have children. But you know what? There are hundreds of kids being born all over town that they're building with their tefillahs, and those children are theirs, by the way. You get to Tchias HaMaisim, they'll bring out all your children. You'll see you've got hundreds and hundreds of children. You'll say, he's on mine. They say, yeah. This one you built on Shachis. This you built Mincha. This you built, etc. Bashmula Novi, when the and he comes to Chana to tell her that Shmuel's going to die, yeah? Because he was passing a lock in front of his Rebbe. And she says, you can't kill him, whatever, etc. He says, don't worry, Hashem will give you another child. And she says, about there now, so this is the one I davened for. So what? So you'll get another one. This is what you davened for, so you'll get another one. He says, he's equally as good, yeah? He'll be just as great as Shmuel Hanavi. Can't imagine what that looks like. Shmuel Hanavi was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu and... Huh? Yeah. He's in the same posuk as Aaron and Moshe. Yeah. Don't say that about me. So that's quite a dagger. So he says, you'll get a greater son. He'll be even greater. She says, I don't care. This is the one I'm davening for, which means what? I don't want a great son. I want the one that I've built with my tefillahs. That's the one I created this child, says Chana. Whatever. You see, there's an Indian of building children with your tefillahs. A couple davens and davens. A person davens and davens and davens for panasa, and he stays without so much panasa. But he doesn't realize that all the panasa is coming through him. He's chus, and it's like everything in the world like that. Okay, that's where we got up to. Well, obviously, we need to understand this properly. The feed for Reinu Le'il, the Spanish Maimah Chazal, according to what we've just said, we can understand the Gemara in Brochus, the Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Gemara says, Imro Adam Shit Palo Velo Nene, person sees that he's davening, he's not getting answered. Yachzo Vilit Palo, go back and daven again. There's also a Goyen that says you should concentrate during Chazalus Hashat. When is there a Chazor on the Tfilah? Chazalus Hashat. If you're davening and you don't hear your tefillah being answered, make sure you concentrate during Chazorah Sashat. Most people, what are they doing during Chazorah Sashat? Counting the seconds for it to finish, yeah? That's the ikat tefillah, says the Goy. You see a person who's davening, he's not being answered. Yachzov yitpalo, go daven with the shat. Listen to the chazit. Doesn't mean that a person should continue pounding on the doors until he gets what he wants. Just as long as your lack in this area is continuing, what it means is your tefillahs in this area are very beloved. And Hashem wants you to continue davening for this. I see, Kimina Shemaim Chafatzim B'Tfilaisav. Hashem desires your tefillahs. That's why you still have the lack, because Hashem wants you to hear you davening for this thing. And Hashem wants you to continue asking for this thing. And that which you're davening for, you're bringing all that into the world, but for the whole world. If he merits and he gets his shayla, Hashem knows you're going to stop davening for this. Bocha gets his shidduch. Does he care about davening for shidduchim? No. This bocha is davening for shidduchim, and 100 people getting married because of his shidduch. The minute he gets married, he stops davening for shiduchim. We get the next bochur to daven for shiduchim. Fine. But as long as you're not getting what you're davening for, it's not because Hashem doesn't love you. On the contrary, he Kiviyachol needs your tefillin in this area. And we all, by the way, have lots of chesonos. And as you get older, you realize you have more and more and more and more. When you're young, you ask them what you need Hashem for. Your tefillin looking like the same every day, right? Two or three things, yeah? If only you had this and this and this, life would be perfect. As you get older, whew, the lists get longer and longer, and you just realize how you need Hashem for everything. So I'm just davening for everything. Why? Because it's precious to Hashem. Tisava Hashem al tefilos shel tzaddikim. Hashem yearns, lusts for the tefillah. In other words, the tefillah is not a means to an end. The tefillah is an end in itself. We'll see as we go weiter. The relationship. What is tefillah? The relationship you have with Hashem. Means the lack is a means to an end. The lack is to get you to talk to Hashem. But Nachum is giving a wonderful mashal for this. Beautiful mashal. Imagine you have a son. That's Hashem. You send him off to yeshiva, right? So when you send him off to yeshiva, you tell him, listen, Yankila, I want to hear from you, yeah? You know, you got to write me a letter. You got to tell me how it's going. What's with chavrusa? What are you learning? I want to hear from you, yeah? Yeah, Dad, yeah. Off Yankila goes to yeshiva. 1 week goes, 2 weeks go. You haven't heard from him, right? You write him a letter. You don't get a reply. You write him another letter. You don't hear from Yankila. Nothing. So you're beside yourself. So you're busy packing your bags to get in the aeroplane to go to the yeshiva. And your brother walks in and he says to you, where are you going? So what are you talking about? Yankila's been in yeshiva 3 weeks. I haven't had a word from him. I'm worried. He says, do me a favor. Unpack your bags. I'll get a reply from Yankila for you in a few days. If not, then panic. He says, what are you going to do? He says, leave it to me. Write the letter. Dear Yankila, how's it going in yeshiva? This is your uncle. How's everything going? Well, how's it with chavrusas? What are you learning? Tell me about the yeshiva. Da 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 da. Your uncle, whatever. Uncle Reuven signs the letter, says, P.S. enclosed, please find check for $150, yeah? And he doesn't send the check. Next day, by reply mail, yeah, there's a letter from Yankila. Dear Uncle, thank you very much for writing, I appreciate it, I'm learning so well, and I got this chavrusa and this rabbi, we're learning this in the morning, and this off, duck, 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 your beloved nephew, P.S., you forgot to enclose the check, yeah? So that's Hashem with us. If Hashem would give you everything you need, $1 million in the bank, your children were all doing well, everything was going smooth, no problem, shalom bayit, no chinuch, everything was beautiful, would you talk to Hashem? Rav Pinkas said, by the way, it's a very difficult thing, and he not said it, I don't think it's safe. But he said, I promise you, that if, in the same way it says that if there's a moment in the world where there'd be no limit, I tell you, the world would cease to exist, he said the same about tefillah. If everybody had everything they needed, the world would cease to exist. Because no one would doubt it. You know, Torah and tefillah are the two flip sides of the same coin. Torah is goes with tefillah, the male and female. The Torah is male and the tefillah is female. It's always, that's the sugya of Zohar and Hazel in that area. Torah and tefillah go together, hand in hand. They're not two separate sugyas. So he held, in the same way that if there wasn't Torah in the world for one moment, the world would cease to exist, because the world was only created for that relationship we have with Hashem through Torah. So too, it was also only created for that relationship we have through Hashem through tefillah. Now, what's the catalyst that gets us davening? Chesreinom! We're in a process where Chesreinom! Hashem created us with lots of needs! You know, so Hashem says, enclosed, please find the check, and you open it up, and there's no check! So you start talking to Hashem, yeah? That's how you get to the talk. So Mark said, if you're supporting your son in laws in learning, don't give them a check once a month. Because you only see your grandkids once a month. And when we say, make the bump come every day! Yeah, give him $50 a day, he's got to come past every day, at least you get to see your kids. So that's the Nekudiyah. That's why Hashem takes away and makes us lack things, because he wants a relationship with us. He loves us. Nivaz is b'derech moshul. B'nei zug shelo zocha dayin l'zera shel kayoma. You have a couple who, God forbid, they haven't had children yet, right? They marvin mitpalel l'Hashem shiyizkro yinadim. They davening and davening to have children. What's best for them is not to have children, yeah? They're davening a shefa into the world of Zera Chaye V'Kayoma. In Olam Haba, when we get to the real life, when we get into the real world, when we come into reality, into Olam HaEmes, ילדים האלו יחשבו כגם שלהם, or mamash will be your, these children will be your children. The schus, everything these children put into the world, you'll have the schus of. You'll suddenly get 500 daf of Gemara that your son learns and you never had children. You say, what's this? The Yom Shemayim will be swirling around, they're telling, they call you in, they say, you've just been promoted to the next level. Why? Because some kid downstairs did a big mitzvah. Who's this kid? I don't know, whenever, yeah, he's your child. You bought him a tefillin, you get all his merits. Lumasam bnei zug achushalim chamishas yeladim yale lo ilam ha'emes. If you have a couple that have got 15 children, when they get to ilam ha'emes, mushalim yizbara shirak asorahim nechshon kil yaldayim. Only 10 of them are really their children. The other five they had no shaykhs to. The other five came into the world because of the schutz of their childless couple that was davening for them. Shekein al ha'shahim lo yitpololu. They never davened for their child. They had 10 children. You stop davening for children after 10, yeah? And you begrudge a couple, you know, 10 children, Baruch Hashem, wonderful. You know, they're not pounding on the door, the Shemaim, please give me children. Yeah? I met one somebody there, about 16 children or whatever, and she was shattered because she had a child for 2 years. Mom was like crying at the kever for children, you know? Fine, so number 16 is also yours. But up to 10, 12, 15 children, so, you're not having so much, vigor for children. So those 5 kids that they got afterwards weren't their children, they never bought them. You can't get anything if you don't daven for it. Someone did daven for it. Yoni and Rachel down the road daven for you, and you got these children. One Yoni and Rachel get the children, because for them that's not what was Megielem Mishamayim in Cheshbon Shemayim. For them to have children right now is not what's best for them. Tfilah b'nei azug ha'aririm shehuskaru le'il yizu shorin ha'shef ezu le'ilom. They don't need to put the shepherd into the world. Then the M came. Mishkachas lashi bnei zirik shomei sirin b'lama zeh b'lama zeh. You live. As far as you know, they have hundreds and hundreds of great-grandchildren and children and great-grandchildren. Even though in this world they were barren. Another couple that had lots of children, but they never done them. And yet in the next world, they don't have any children. Obviously, they're going to have some schus for the building, the children. They're cheshbon with it. They should have children for whatever reason. It's also kulin the toiva.
There's the couple
of
16 children
that
get not paid for others.
Maybe they done for
10,
not for 15.
It doesn't mean for other people, it means for other children.
They done for children, they got children.
The
others,
yeah.
Mother the Gemara, Pinchas Bachama, Kol Sheyesh Lechayle B'tech Beisa Yeilech Etzel Chochem V'yachas Rachamim. Anybody's got a sick person in his house, what should he do, says Chazal? Go to the doctor, right? No. Lech esol chochem. Go find yourself a big Talmud chochem and ask him to daven for you. Shenema, chomas melech malchei mobis, v'ish chochem yechafreno. Chomas melech malchei mobis, the anger of the malchei mobis or whatever.
The wrath of the king.
The wrath of the king.
His angels of death.
His angels of death, and the wise man atones. Come on, Baba Basra. V'amna mina gisrael kadoshim shevakol eis tzar motzuk painim haim legedoyli moiri ador. Whenever Jews got problems, serious problems, he goes to gedoyli ador. Sherish and Hogazu Noivim Medivra Gemara now. The minag, while we run, when we have problems in Taurus or whatever, we run to the Gedolei Ador. Once again, not for Segula. You have to understand this very carefully, okay? Yiddishkeit is not about getting what you want. Yeah, our Yiddishkeit is based on what can I get? Yes, I run to the Kaisel, it's a Segula. I run to the little red band, it's a Segula. Every time is one big Segula. I go to the Babas, I go, yeah, I go there, yeah, it's all one big Segula, as long as I get what I want. That's not the Yiddish class we're talking about now. The Gemara's still talking about that. We're not running to Reb Chaim because it's Segula. We're running to Chaim said, he'll daven for you because you know that you need tefillah. So go to the best davener that you can find. Go find somebody who knows how to daven. And also, that's chusin. That's what a brocha is. You know why we make a kiddush? Why do you make a kiddush when you have a child? When you have a bris, what's a child? Why do you make a suda? Because people will come and they'll give you brochas. What do they say? Mazel tov. What's mazel tov? To tefillah that the child will have a good muzzle. Yeah? Children need tefillahs. For a child to get through life, you need a lot of tefillahs. So in the early stages, as the child is being formed, so you make a kiddush, everybody come mazel tov, a thousand mazel tovs, that takes the child through life. It's people are davening. That's what a brocha is. He says, I'm going to the Rebbe for a brocha. What's that? The Rebbe says, batzlocha. So what did he do? So for a brocha. What's a brocha? Go ask him to daven for you. Batzlocha is a tefillah. He's davening to Hashem that you should have a tzlocha. That's what a brocha is. It's a tefillah. Davening to Hashem. Amnam. If you go into this Gemara properly, like the Jews are supposed to in the Shtik Gemara, It doesn't say that you're going to the Chochem and he'll do all miracles and wonders for you, yeah? He'll throw holy water on you and all the problems will go away. That's not what it says. It says, V'yivakesh alav lachamim. He'll go and he'll request for your mercy. That's why you go to the Chochem, for his tefillah, not for his miracles. Kmeimer, halicha l'chochem, ayma terasa ashar shom yachtiv l'korosh bochum kiyachom mala asait. You're not going to the Chochem to ask for a bracha, so you'll tell Hashem what to do. Tzadik goyiz l'korosh bochum akayim. That's not what it is. Ele yeilech etzel Chochem l'itpalel, go ask the Chochem to daven for you. The davening of a chacham of a tzaddik is beautiful to Hashem, yeah? Since the tefillas of a tzaddik are beautiful to Hashem, and Hashem has a taiva for them, you do Hashem a big favor by going to a chacham and asking to daven for you. You know why? Because Hashem has a taiva for this chacham's tefillah, yeah? And the Chochem did I really have what anything to daven for? So you come and you say, please daven for the choyle in my house that's sick. Oh! Hashem says, thank you, you did me such a favor. Now I can do this. Chochem's daven to me, it's beautiful. Comes out that every Jew that's got a choyle, and I would love to ask a choyle, any other problem in your home, He needs a rectification, a remedy from Shemayim, yeah? Reishis mutalav shu atzma yitpalel, first of all, you have to daven. My Rebbe's father always used to say, Mentzen leitz to kaisel. God's got a tzoros, what does he do? He runs to kaisel. Mishoven abisal vachmonis up in kaisel, he used to say. Hashem, I'm going to mercy on the kaisel. You also do something first. Hashem also gave you koiches, he also gave you talent, he gave you a brain. Sit down and do something also, then run to the kaisel. People looking for sukkulas. Once heard a shiur from Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, that's all. He's writing you should go to the Kaisel and daven. But first get in touch with you. You think the Kaisel is going to do something for you? Are you davening at the Kaisel or to the Kaisel? The Kaisel is a sukkula? Or the Kaisel is a mokam ashur shchina, so it's a good place to daven. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg once gave a shiur on why the Beis Hamikdash just got destroyed because it became a sukkula. And it stopped being the place where heaven kisses earth. And it stopped being the place where a Jew goes in order to connect to Hashem. It was a place where people went to connect to Segulas, the Beis Hamikdash. Ah, the Beis Hamikdash is Segulah for you. Take it away, you call it the Beis Hamikdash. I want you, Hashem says. So I give you the Kaisel, I give you the Beis Hamikdash because it's easier to connect to me there. But you forget that I'm there, and all you relate to is the building, all you relate to is the means, and you don't relate to me? No, take it away. No, come back to me. Hashem wants us to give us means to get there. You don't want those means. You know what? You want to use those means to get to me. You want those means to be an end in itself. I take it away. Now come back to me. Now you got nothing. You got no kabbonis. You got no Beis Hamikdash. So how are we going to survive? Yes, it's not saying with your lips. Come kiss me, Hashem says. You know what tefillah replaced kabbonis? You all know that when we stop having kabbonis, what are we having? Dead tefillah. Makesha. What's the relationship between a korban and twitching your lips? Huh? So I'll tell you, my dikavot. Where did the kabbonis get brought? At the place where heaven kisses earth, yeah? The place of Mikdash, the Kodesh of Kedoshim is called the place where heaven kisses earth. What are kabbonis? Food, eating. Yeah? And what's tefillah? Mouth. all those three things take place with the mouth. It's an amazing thing. A Kodesh Baruch Hu creates one limb, one orifice that does three jobs. It kisses, it speaks, and it eats. What's the connection between speaking, eating, and kissing? They're all things which maintain relationship. Kissing is a very hard form of maintaining a relationship, yeah? Exclusive relationship, you can only kiss one person at a time. Very high spiritual level of kissing, yeah? Speaking, communication, getting close to somebody. And eating keeps your neshama and your guf together. Eating, the kabbonis kaviyachol, is what keeps Shem's neshama in the world. So you don't have kabbonis anymore, you can't eat and keep Hashem in the world that way. No, so you better start speaking. But kiss, you can always kiss. You can always give Hashem a kiss. Kaviyachol, whatever that means. Don't start being medayek, Dan. Grossness is outburst.
Please.
I don't know what he meant. I said what he said. If you don't understand it, you don't understand it. What can I tell you? Meant to listen to Kaisel. Was hoping a bit of lachmolas up in Kaisel. You don't understand. He's not yet to ask what he meant. So I can't tell you. I'm not rushy on those kind of statements. I don't know what context it was said in. I think I know what he meant, but I can't impose that on you or him. Where do we get up to?
Next paragraph.
Nimzim came to go lead Shesh to Chori B'Tech Pais. So Hutla Lav Nishim Emin HaShemayim. He needs a Yeshua from Shemayim. Reish is Mutla Lav Shirat Zmayir. Palo, first of all, you have to daven. Yitkasha Behem Tzusa Tfilin Leboyer Veyomin Ki Kola Shekoru Bo Lo Meyei Tzaboyer Yisborach. First, you connect to Hashem and realize that everything that's happening to you comes from Hashem. Asher Oso Oitze V'yaseh L'Kol HaMaaseh. Yeah, let's not forget the first of the Ikel, the Yud Gimel Ikorim, the Neimamim. If this is happening, this is from Hashem. V'zayim Rotzen Hashem Yisborach Hu Shitzvil Oso Tov Bo Oifen Yoshir. And if it's a Rotzen Hashem that your tefillah will help direct, you daven, you get. Who Yoshua said to Shem is Baruch Fan, that's Yeshua from Hashem. Luma Zayit, Yitachon, Shetanis Baruch Yesh, Yitzvilos and Toil, Laman HaKlau, but Tashpia Tehu Baruch HaLechol Oilom. It could be that Hashem wants to use your tefillah not for you, but for Kol Klal Yisrael, or for a certain sect of Klal Yisrael. So then that's where your tefillah is going to get used for. Shainis, second of all, Mutal Alav Lelechaz Lechochem, Shegit Palo Bajo. Second of all, you've got to go to Chochem, and you've got to ask him to daven for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz b'tfilosu shel hachochem b'hechlet yitochem shel hakein Hashem shlach yudi pleini yasachit kedei shirakas min hachochem b'dal adai. Why did Hashem send you this chayle? Because Hashem wants you to go to the chochem, because Hashem wants to talk to the chochem, he wants the tfilos of the chochem, because he loves it. Ulam gam kan ein hechrach shi tfilos hachochem hehenem mishamayim b'oifen yoshi avu yudi ha-mabakesh. It doesn't mean that your tefillah is going to be answered because this chochem davened for you. It could be the chochem tefillah is going to be used for your next door neighbor. Yitochen kirotzen Hashem Yisbarach Hula Shpir Shefer Refuel Oilam. Maybe Hashem wants to use a tefillah for the chochem to heal 5,000 people in Japan. Who knows? Ach ein mi shimit paralokach. There's no one davening. Below tefillah ein Hashefer Yevet. Without tefillah nothing's going to come into the world. Ubishal Sibuzu. Some of Hashem Yisbarach is a chayle liyudi pleini. Hashem gives a chayle to Yudi Pleini. Kedei sheyelech etzo chochem, because he knows that he'll go to the chochem. Vachochem mitpala letzvilosa azochem vabruro. Vachochem letzvilosa yishpa lo'elam kulu shefa rufun. Beautiful. Hashem needs a tzaddik to daven for chaylim there. Yeah? So he makes a chayle, yeah? He goes and asks the chochem, the chochem davens, and those people get well. In telling them, shelefim adregos habatochem b'shita shnia, שנסבר לעיל, according to the second level of Betochem, the level of Betochem, from which Hashem alokecho, שכל הבא עליך, וכאו באהבה, that everything's from Hashem, and whatever happens is good. הליך לחוכם, אין פירוש שאדם עצמו אין יהיה לפני שבוי אלו. Doesn't mean that you yourself can't go to Hashem. You know what, my davening is not worth it, but I'm not going to daven, I'm going to the חוכם, let him daven, yeah? That's not what it means. ומשל חכם למצוא את פייל לישועס. You got to go find סגולס. So that will be going from Hashem, that will give you what you want. Ein ze mi derech habotach. That's not the derech habotach. Goelech, betnimis, mashkis perach. He's walking holy with Hashem. Ein lechoyka chasidot. He's not looking what will be tomorrow, what's the future, what will be. Kumakabu b'leif sholem is kol ma'ash Hashem yovi alav. He accepts whatever Hashem brings to him. Ba'avu b'simcho. Because he knows it's what's best for him. Questions, comments, reactions. You know what you're davening now? Relationships. Maidik. But you should never take anything that's happening too personally. This could be a klal issue that you've been, you've just been made a leader of klal Yisrael. You've just been made responsible, you're the minister of health in klal Yisrael now. Chayle v'bayit. And Hashem says, yeah, you got the chayle v'bayit, you know, because you're in charge of all the refuah in klal Yisrael from now on in. Your tefillah for this chayle, well, it doesn't have to be in your house. What happens if you have a friend who you know has got a sick child, God forbid? And you daven for him. You know why you know that that guy's got a sick child? Yeah, because Moshe wants you to daven for that child. Maybe you're the chochem in the Gemara that they're referring to. Lech eitzel chochem. Why do you have to wait for them to come to you? You know, someone's sick, daven. The Shmona Esrei basically covers most of those things. We daven in the plural. Yeah, we daven for panasa, we daven for health, we daven for many, many things. No, so when you're davening, you're not davening for yourself, you're davening for klal Yisrael. That's what's in the plural. When it's more, yeah, vada. Well, it doesn't have to be extra davening. It means in your Shmoneh Esrei that you're having the kavanas for all those things. Yeah. You want to daven extra, daven extra. Lech et la chocham, vada. Correct. Yeah. We spoke about that yesterday. The 10 different levels of tefillah outside what's called Shmoneh Esrei. The chinami. Yeah, but he may not have your name. He doesn't have your name. He needs your name. You have to give him the name when he doesn't Shmoneh Esrei. I'll have you in mind. But you're right. That is that extra tefillah that he says before Shleima when you go see him, that you're not going to get any Shmoneh Esrei. The chinami. That's also tefillah. Yeah. When you go to Reb Chaim and he says, "Refer Shleima," do you know what that is? It's a tefillah. Hashem, please, I'm begging you, give this guy a Refer Shleima. It's a tefillah. That's not a tzaddik going to Hashem Makayim. There is that in the world as well. We'll get to that. That's the next paragraph. That's what we're going to deal with. Judaism is not about mumbo jumbo. It's about relationships. Beinanam la'atzmoy, beinanam le'mokum, and beinanam le'chaveiru. That is the entire life.